Citizens of the world, this is a friendly warning. If during the next 18 months you should happen to hear or receive the following message anywhere, anywhere at all, north, south, east, or west of the point where the two cartographic zeros meet on the globe, do not be disturbed.
Attention, please. This is the World Warning Agency. Here is an important message. Unknown forces of high power are at this minute carrying out a massive assault on the Earth from all directions. It is believed that these forces come from interstellar space, or perhaps their origin is the sun. Most of the invasion has been intercepted by our atmospheric defenses, but some has penetrated to the Earth's surface. A fresh assault is expected within the next 24 hours. You are asked to be on the alert. Please stand by. This is the World Warning Agency.
knew him well. The wobbly lips are gone, and those pearly white teeth. What went on before ain't necessarily going on now. What's done is done.
Notice will be short, just 8 hours, and the alert will be on its way to every corner of the globe over an international network of teletype, telephone, and radio.
In view of the exceptionally disturbed conditions on and around the sun, a special World Day is being called to start at 0000 hours, repeat, 0000 hours, Universal Time. Will all scientists stationed at meridians 10, 90, 105, and 140 degrees east, and on 70 and 80 degrees west, please man their posts immediately. This is an alert from the World Warning Agency.
Come back, I'll be- magnetic variometer ready.
Photol spectrograph set.
NPS Model C, ionosonde stepped up.
Infrared hygrometer and hemispheric radiometer in position.
Dobson total ozone spectrophotometer prepared.
Oblique incidence pulse backscatter equipment ready.
All set with the geomagnetic electrokinetograph.
Auroral radar in readiness.
Then, somewhere in the United States of America.
3, 2, 1, 0.
I'm
'cause I'm not listening to anything you say. And if you count to three, you'll see it's no emergency. You'll see I'm not the enemy, just a prisoner of society.
And now, back to where we started.
Faces, white. Houses, tired. nation has a thousand songs that one by one pursue. Running, falling, vomiting forth cobras enamored of fire escapes. If you give way, or hedge aside from the direct forthright, like to an entered tide, they all rush by and leave you hindmost. One could pass valuable hours, perhaps days, doing nothing but hanging by one's earlobes, strung by a thin white hot wire, burning with ecstasy. Up through eternity and further, I myself have often seen.